Western journalism.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, here we go again. Welcome back to the program. That's right, Bucket Strategy Investing. We got another edition of the program just ahead, just getting started right now. Where will this lead? Who knows? This is where we talk, though, about putting your money into short, medium, and long-term buckets to help you get through retirement. We've talked about this before, and wonder of wonders, we've got Rick, the Professor Plum, standing by once again. I'm Johnny Dean. He's here with me in studio, right on time, ready to take all of your pressing money questions. Now, we're going to get into, at some point in the hour, in fact, very shortly, we're going to get into real estate investment trusts. All right, that's coming up in just a moment. Now, these are also known as REITs, R-E-I-T-S. As in trusts. These fit into what's known as the alternative investment category, and they can fit into a bucket strategy if the investment is done properly. They're not for everyone, but they can add the real estate component to your portfolio. That could be helpful, something which might be missing from your retirement plan. The idea, of course, is to reduce volatility in many cases, and sometimes, oftentimes, these REITs can help you out. Important questions that deserve correct answers, and you're going to get them here in just a moment with Professor Rick Plum. Of course, as always, we're here every day, ready to tackle your money questions. And you should give us a call because we're going to take your calls first. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We've got several lines open right now, but we're going to take calls first, as I said, because we got some folks on hold. You can also email us via our website, wealthed.com. That's at the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. And if you want to get in touch with the professor or anyone here at Lucia Capital Group, if you want to do it off the air, the number is 800-644-1150. You might need a bucket strategy put together, one that we talk about, one that's specifically tailored to meet your needs. And the advisors that work with us here at Lucia Capital Group, they can help you out. We thank them for sponsoring this hour of the program. You can get in touch with them again at 800-644-1150. Financial planning. It's not about generic off-the-rack advice. You need to know what's right for your specific situation. So once again, off the air, 800-644-1150. On the air, 877-PLANNER. So we will talk about real estate investment trusts and a bunch of other things to get to, emails, etc. I want to get some phone calls first, Professor Plum. So let's tackle those. Let's move along first to Steve in Honolulu. Hello, Steve.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you today?
Good. I called a couple of days ago with my Uber question on taxes.
Yes.
I had another question. I've got a variable annuity. Cost me $90,000. It had a 7-year surrender penalty, which is now finished. So I can start turning it on now with no more penalty. I'm age 69. The GMWB is 145. The cash value is 125. I was going to start taking it out and turning it on because I could use the cash flow. But mm-hmm. since I started doing this Uber thing and getting about $500 a week on it, I really don't need to take out this annuity. But should I do it? Because it's 5% a year. It's going to take me 20 years to get out the GMWB.
Well, the GMWB, the 145 is just an accounting figure.
Right.
Your cash is 120.
125, yeah.
Yeah, and will there be an increase if you waited one more year? The GMWB base, the guaranteed minimum income base, will go up, but will the payout go up? Sometimes when you hit 70, the payout goes from a 5 to 5.5% or goes up a little bit.
No, the payout stays at 5%.
Okay, then I wouldn't. When is the anniversary date? What is the month? What month do you hit your anniversary?
In October.
Then I would probably wait for October, since we're, you know, not that far away from it, really. We're, you know, more than halfway through the year.
Up.
I'm sorry, what?
And get one more step up.
And get one more step up, and then turn it on, basically have the income start in November. It's unlikely that the cash value will, you know, grow, you know, towards the 145. If the cash value was better, maybe we wouldn't do it, but I would turn it on. And if you don't need the income, I would invest it. I would save it. I would build up another pool outside and then live a long time. Now, we want that income. You paid for that income.
Right.
And to wait, you know, a lot of people say, well, just keep waiting. Let that income base rise. Let that income base grow up and grow to $200,000 over the next 10, 15, 20 years, however long it takes. But if they're not going to increase the payout, then it doesn't do me any good, because
right.
I have to live a long time to make it worthwhile. The longer I wait to turn it on, by definition, the less time I have left to live. And so I would turn it on right after the next step up or roll up. And then if I don't need the money, you know, do my Roth IRAs, do everything I can to start saving money in addition to what this is creating, what your driving is creating, and go from there.
Okay. I'm single. I don't have any heirs to leave it to. So any idea where I should put the money in once I start taking it out?
Well, I would, you know, do Roth IRAs, but that's going to be you have too much income to do the Roth IRA. You know, just I would, because it's coming out either on a monthly or periodic basis, I would use a growth account, a growth mutual fund. You're not going to use this money for 10, 15 years. You know, you're probably going to need it somewhere down the line.
Right. Right. Okay, I got another question. I asked a couple weeks ago whether these annuity fees are deductible, and you said no, because but if the annuity, I have another annuity that was funded with post-tax money, would the fees on that one be deductible?
No, the fees that you're talking about are internal to the contract.
Right.
And so they're taking the money out of the contract, and you're not paying any taxes on the money that they're taking out of the contract to pay the fees. So it's a tax-free, you know, payment from the annuity contract that normally a distribution would be taxable.
Right.
But they're not taxing you on the distribution to pay the fees. They're not going to let you deduct the fees.
Okay, got it. Okay, thanks a lot for the advice.
Okay, thank you very much for the call, Steve. So let's go back on the annuity that he's talking about. He's got what's called a guaranteed minimum withdrawal benefit. It's a rider on this particular annuity.
Right, and he put in $90,000, and over the 7 years, it's grown a little bit. Mm-hmm. The cash value is now $125,000, but the income base, this hypothetical accounting ledger that is used to determine the payment that he can take out every year for the rest of his life, that income base is $145,000. Now, it will increase again. It increases every year, even if the market doesn't. The income base goes up every year in his contract. And his next anniversary date is October, which is, you know, less than half a year away. And so waiting until October will give him a bump of, you know, probably 5 or 6% in his income for the rest of his life. That's not bad for waiting 5 or 6 months. And then he starts taking the income in November, and he'll have that income. Even if the income that he's taking, so he's got $150,000, that's $7,500 a year of income guaranteed. That income's going to be coming out of the $125,000 of cash value. And if that but he can stay invested with that $125,000. It's either in an index contract or in a variable contract where
the cash value you're talking about.
The cash value is invested.
Yeah.
The distribution is coming from that cash value.
Mm-hmm.
And so most likely it won't keep up with the distribution, and at some point in the future, if he lives long enough, that cash value could go to zero. And the benefit of this particular rider is that even if the cash value goes to zero, whether he withdraws it all or if it's in a variable annuity, it loses money and it withdraws the rest, the insurance company is on the hook to keep paying him that $7,500 or whatever it is per year for the rest of his life. It's a guaranteed income. So he is paying a fee for this. And so I think it is appropriate, even if he doesn't need the money right now, to turn it on at age 70. He's 69, almost 70 years old. Turn it on at 70. Start taking the income. If he doesn't need the income, then we can use it to invest and build up. So rather than let it build up inside of the variable annuity potentially, use it to dollar cost average and build up outside of it,
mm-hmm.
in Roth IRAs and other accounts but get that guarantee and get something that you're paying for.
Yeah, he's already been paying for it. There's
7 years.
Yeah, and there's no point in waiting and allowing that income base to grow,
The insurance companies make you believe that there's a great reason to wait. You know, you're getting a 5, 6, 7, I don't know what his contract has, roll up every year, that income base is going to go up every year.
Right.
So look at how much you're earning on that income base. No, that income base isn't cash. That income base doesn't
It's a number.
It's a number used to determine what kind of a payout I can take from this contract for the rest of my life. But if they're looking at and they're trying to get you to focus on the growth of this number and look at how good it's growing, the reason they're doing that is because they know that the longer that they can make you postpone taking a distribution, if they can make you postpone taking a distribution until you're 80, 85, because that income base gets really high, and even though your income will be a lot better then than it is now, it's still coming from your cash value for the first several years. So how many years left? You wait until 85 to start taking a distribution. How many years left do you have to take that income? Maybe it's paying you 7% at that point. Of the income base.
They show you the income base going up. That number's getting larger. But you know what?
The income base means nothing other than equating it to an actual physical income.
You know what's not getting larger?
Leon
is getting larger.
He is, though.
No. What's not getting larger, what's getting smaller is the number of years you have left. That's shrinking.
By definition, the longer we live, the fewer years we have left.
Exactly. So, yes, of course they're going to give you more. They just don't want you to run out of cash value.
Right, because then they have to actually dig into their pocket.
Exactly. Very quickly, what happens if he passes away before the cash value is gone?
Well, whatever the cash value is left goes to his heirs.
Okay.
Whoever he's named as a beneficiary.
And there's basis in that, so there's it's not 100% taxable.
If it's not in an IRA. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, right. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Some room on the phones for you. We got a whole lot more to talk about, REITs, etc. When we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 12-pack of D'Addario strings for just $30. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3.
Bucket Strategy Investing, the name of the program. We talk about all kinds of different strategies, solutions. We try to offer solutions, et cetera, to your retirement portfolio. Talk about different aspects of retirement and different parts of your portfolio. Now, I mentioned before the last segment that we wanted to talk a little bit about alternative investments. And specifically, we're going to be talking about REITs. We'll say REITs in particular. So since we're talking about these, REITs, the department of people who decide these things, thought it would be in everyone's best interest that I read to you the list of ingredients from the side of the cereal box. Okay? So, here's what you need to know. There it is right there. You see? The discussion on this show should not be considered an offer to buy or sell any securities products. Securities can be offered by the prospectus only. Investing in non-traded real estate, investment trusts, REITs, is not suitable for all investors. The prospectus should be read carefully before investing. Investors are advised to consider these investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses before investing. The prospectus for any offering, which is available at sec.gov via the sponsor's website or may be obtained by your financial advisor, contains this and other information about the investment offering. Now, investments in non-traded REITs are subject to significant risks that we'll talk about. These risks include limited operating histories, reliance on the advisors, conflict of interest, payment of substantial fees to the advisors and their affiliates, illiquidity and liquidation at less than the original amounts invested. Investing in these products is suitable is not suitable for all investors. A word missing there. It seems important. Investors should consult a financial professional like me to determine whether risks associated with an investment in a non-traded REIT are compatible with their investment objectives. So there.
Now, you were kidding about you as a financial advisor. Yes. You were not kidding about seeking help.
No, I wasn't thinking. I mean, you know, REITs, real estate investments.
They're complicated.
Trusts. They are complicated. Okay, so now, any number of directions we could go on this one. Real estate investment trusts. Okay, by its nature, we suspect that you invest in some kind of real estate. We're hearing about these on
yes and no. REITs, they started off with real estate. But they've been, you know, other
they've
businesses,
gone into
other businesses have tried to get into Canada, has had a big problem with that. Where they were trying to, all businesses were turning into the REIT structure because of the favorable tax treatment.
All right.
So a REIT started off as a way to pool money so that smaller investors, it wasn't just the big guys out there that could go out and buy the, you know, bigger properties. Mm-hmm. I mean, rather than having a single family residence where you had to put up a bunch of money and you're responsible for everything, smaller investors wanted to maybe put up a little less money, but also be a part owner in a big building leased out to, you know, somebody who has a little bit better credit worthy, you know, than a brand new 20-year-old just moving out of mom and dad's house.
Right.
And so The idea was to allow the non-Uber rich people, the non, you know, just average, I mean, you do, there are still some suitability requirements, so it's not for everybody, but if you have a reasonable amount of income, a reasonable net worth, you can invest in these, and you don't have to put up $200,000, $300,000. A lot of the problems with real estate was that barrier to entry was such a big number to be able to buy a single, you know, property. And buying a single property, which may be okay, it's from a diversification standpoint, doesn't work very well. We've mentioned it many times in the past. You buy one property, you have one vacancy, you have no income. And so the idea is to try to get a bunch of properties so that one vacancy or a couple vacancies here or there doesn't ruin your entire cash flow. But for most people, they don't have the time to research that many properties. They don't have the expertise to research that many properties. They don't have the money to buy that many properties. And so what grew out of the problem of limited partnerships in some respects was the real estate investment trust, where it has more oversight, more control than just one general partner managing a smaller group of money. That's what the 70s and 80s were all about, and early 90s. So the real estate investment trust was designed to allow moderate-sized portfolio investors to get a diversified portfolio of real estate to coordinate into a diversified portfolio of stocks, bonds, and other areas.
Well, what they're saying on these ads is you can own a piece of Coca-Cola. You can own a piece of, you know, this bank. You can own a piece of this particular hotel, you know.
And, you can own a piece of the building that those companies lease.
Yes.
Potentially true. Now, there are different types of REITs, and they have different focuses on what type of properties they're going to buy. And so you want to look at those. Now, what we found is that Wall Street, for whatever reason, doesn't like a super diversified REIT with every kind of property in it. Unlike a total stock market index where it's got lots of different kinds of companies in it, all stock companies, the Wall Street, for whatever reason, doesn't like the real estate trusts that have everything under the sun in it. They like more sector type of plays, healthcare, data centers, self-storage. You know, there are all kinds of these different real estate investment trusts. Now, there are two basic flavors of them, traded and non-traded. Now, the misnomer is public and private. That's not a true statement. There is no private REIT that is out there right now. They are just not traded on the same secondary market. If I go buy a stock, if I wanted to buy, you talked about Coca-Cola. If I wanted to buy Coca-Cola stock, I'm not buying it from Coca-Cola. I'm buying it from somebody who owns it and wants to sell it. And then I will buy it on the secondary market from them. I'm not buying it at an IPO. I'm not buying it directly from the company. I'm buying it from somebody else. And if I want to sell my Coca-Cola, I don't sell it back to Coca-Cola. I sell it to, I go to the market, call, and I go online, say, sell this and find somebody. You know, there's a market maker that says, okay, we'll find somebody that wants to buy the Coke at whatever price we're looking to sell it at, if possible. That's the way a traded real estate investment trust works. And there's a lot of them out there. Non-traded real estate investment trusts, when I want to buy XYZ REIT, I am buying it from XYZ REIT company. I'm buying it directly from that company. I'm not buying it from somebody else who's selling it. I'm buying it from that company. And when I want to sell it, I don't necessarily have control over selling it because they're using the money. So what I'm doing is I'm giving a company money that I have looked at, and I understand the people that are choosing the real estate. I understand who's picking. You know, their job is to, I'm hiring these people to go out and buy real estate on behalf of all the investors in this real estate investment trust. I am giving them money, and in many cases, I'm giving them money where I'm not sure exactly which buildings I'm going to own yet. They're building the portfolio. They may already have some things in the portfolio, so I can see what they've already bought. But a lot of what I'm giving the money for, and what people at this month, this year, next year are giving the money for, is for new acquisitions. They're building the portfolio. And so real estate, though, is illiquid. And so I'm not going to be able just to say, yeah, 2 months later, 3 months later, 5 months later, I'm out of here. I want to sell it. I want my money back. Real estate doesn't work that way. Stocks work that way. But when you have that kind of liquidity, you also get a lot of volatility, a lot of movement up and down based on perception of what's going on. With real estate, it tends to move in slower up and down cycles. Not that they're less up and down, they just don't spike up as down as quickly. They're different animals, and that's why it actually adds to, it adds well to a nice portfolio because it acts differently than the stocks and bonds that you have.
Yeah, so we'll talk a little bit when we come back about who should own these or who should not own them. We talked about long-term. There are some things you need to know about holding them long-term, et cetera, real estate investment trust. Anything else you want to talk about? We've got lines open right now, 877-PLANNER, Bucket Strategy Investing. We're coming right back.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security Hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security Hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move and Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Natural Know-How.
That power drill you bought in 96 is working about as awesome as a 20-year-old drill should, meaning not so awesome. So trade it in at Napa and get a $25 instant rebate toward a new DeWalt cordless drill kit. There's only one word to describe instantly getting $25 off a new DeWalt drill, and that word is awesome. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Trade-in rebate may vary. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We got room on the phones for you, 877-PLANNER. Talk to the Brain Trust about your money issues, whatever money issues you have. You save it enough for retirement. Is what you have right for you in your portfolio? In fact, right now we're talking a little bit about alternative investments, things that you might consider besides something like stocks, bonds, and cash. You know, a lot of portfolios just say that. That's what you see all the time. 60% bonds, or 60% stocks, 30% bonds, 10% cash, or some other asset allocation, something like that. But what isn't often talked about are alternative investments. We've been talking about real estate investment trusts just as a possibility, Professor Plum, for somebody. First of all, let's talk about these things from the standpoint of the investor. Who really should consider one? Because I'm hearing things like, hey, guaranteed 7%.
No.
This is what it's been doing, 7%, 7.5% for years now, and this is what you can expect.
Well, typically, real estate has a fairly stable yield. It can't be said that it's guaranteed. They can change the rents. If we go into a period of time where rents become more difficult to maintain, we saw that happen in 2009, 10, and 11, where real estate values went down because the rents went down. Businesses, unfortunately, went out of business in 2008, 9, 10. The buildings were still standing. They needed to entice people to either stay or, come in and fill the space that was left by somebody leaving. And to do that, they may have had to drop their rents. So at times, rents can go down. On the other side, if we have inflation, rents typically go up. And if we can get the economy back moving again, the rents potentially go up. When rents go up, the values go up, because large commercial properties are, in many cases, priced basically on their income flows. So we're looking at adding a non-correlating or discorrelating asset to a portfolio. One of the reasons that we use diversification, whether it's diversification in a stock portfolio between small, large, value, growth, international, domestic markets, isn't because we know which one's going to. The reason is we don't know which one's going to go up best, but they tend to go up a little bit differently. They don't all work in perfect lockstep. Now, the reality is they work in a little bit of a lockstep with each other. They tend to go up a little bit, maybe slightly a little bit different. But the reason we diversify is because it takes away a crash potential in one area, completely decimating our portfolio. If you have one stock, you have the opportunity to make a lot more money or lose a lot more money than having a diversified portfolio. So we're using that diversification on two fronts, one to take away the individual security risk, one to take away the sector risk. And in the more diversification we have, the less volatile our portfolio becomes. So by adding real estate, which has a similar long-term overall rate of return to the stock market, but different volatility wavelengths, we can take assets that both have volatility, both have certain risks, put them together, and the overall portfolio tends to be a little less volatile. And that's what we're trying to do. Now, some people will say, well, why don't we do that with a traded REIT? The problem with a traded REIT, and the traded REIT has a place in a portfolio. It has a place in the stock portfolio. It is a stock. It acts like a stock, and it's going to be as volatile because the liquidity, the ability to buy and sell it on any given day, spikes that the volatility issue. So it tends to act like a stock, so we leave it in the stock component of the area. Real estate, whether we're buying it individually, real estate projects, a fourplex, an eightplex, several single-family houses, or a big building or whatever the case, or we're buying it through the form of a non-traded REIT, it still tends to act like real estate. The reason you're buying this particular asset class in many respects is because of the discorrelation. If you're buying the traded side of it, you're not getting as much discorrelation. You're getting more correlation. Now, like I said, there are times where the traded REITs make a lot of sense. So we're trying to add something a little different. Now, once you get into the non-traded REIT environment,
you do pick up one risk that seems to really bug the heck out of people. I mean, it just freaks you out. Non-liquid assets. Real estate is a non-liquid asset. You can't just sell it at any given moment of any given day. It takes time to sell it. It takes money to sell real estate. In many cases, you've got to do some curb appeal or whatever the case may be to get it ready for sale, or you're going to take less of a sale price to be able to get rid of it at the way you've let it deteriorate. So real estate has its own set of parameters, but that illiquidity, depending upon what's going on, can actually help you ride out the storm. If I can't sell it, but my income is still coming in, I've got five or six different buildings. I got 100 buildings and they're all leased out. The market may be down right now, but as long as I'm getting my income, I can wait it out. So
yeah, it's sort of
a different attitude.
It's a forced way to say, well, I can't sell it. I'm going to have to keep this. And so it's a forced way. It forces you not to sell when it's down.
Now, the bigger problem with REITs and the people who say it is they don't have the choice of what they're buying and selling or when they're going to sell it. If I owned an individual piece of property, I could sell it at a fire sale. And with a real estate investment trust, technically, you can't because it's up to the governing board, the board of directors to sell or not sell. But, I mean, you bought it for a reason. The reason was a long-term hold.
Yes.
It is not a get-rich-quick area.
Yeah.
You buy it for the income streams that the stable, usually fairly stable, income streams they create.
Yeah, a couple of things to note on this. By the way, 877-PLANNER, we got a room on the phones. If you have any questions on this or anything else, the Brain Trust is here to talk to you. 877-PLANNER. I'm just kind of going back through some of the history of REITs. And this says here, from 1975 through 2006, U.S. REITs had an annualized return of 16.7%. That's through 2006. Which I think helped their popularity in 2007.
Yeah, very much so.
Which is part of the problem, because in 2007, when we saw the downturn in real estate, the Dow Jones Wilshire REIT Index lost half of its value in just 2 years. It fell 17.6% in 2007 and another 39.2% in 2008. But now, looking again, from 1975 through 2014, as we go back to the long hold, there was a return of a positive return of 14.1% annualized return. Now they note that that's more than the 12% return of the S&P 500 index, but less than the 15% return of U.S. large cap value stocks. So if you're going to look at a short term hold on these things,
well, you shouldn't look at a short term hold on a stock market either.
No, of course not.
It is a long term component of a plan. And most of the time, if you have that long term, it does okay. Now, I'm not going to say that every time you buy into something like this, it'll turn out positive. There have been times, especially if you were buying properties, whether you bought them personally or whether you bought them through the real estate investment trust type. If you were buying them in 2007 and 8, you're probably not back to where you started. I mean, look at properties, individual properties. I know a lot of people from the Southern California area that were going over to Arizona in 2005, 6, and 7 and buying properties because it was just, the greatest investment in the world. And then look what happened to those investments. Those people either lost all of their money because they had to walk away from it, or they're, getting some income, rents went down, and they're just waiting for their income to come, portfolio to come back.
Yeah, and keep in mind too, Professor, I think everybody who's watching and listening should keep in mind that the main reason to own, one of the main reasons to own this is not to increase the return of your portfolio. It's really more of a diversification tool to sort of decrease, as you said, decrease the volatility within your portfolio.
The idea is to take another investment that has a similar long-term rate of return average, add it to the portfolio to potentially reduce the volatility of the portfolio, not to create real estate moguls, but to create a better diversified portfolio.
Yeah, it gives you a discorrelation oftentimes between other assets. And also, by the way, you could get income. Now, sometimes it does increase the value.
Most of the time you're buying them for income.
Right, exactly. You're buying them for income, and at the same time it's also decreasing the volatility, potentially.
So there are two main problems. We talked about the liquidity. The other main problem is people are so fee sensitive. that they don't like the idea that they have to pay something to have somebody manage real estate. They don't want to have to pay somebody to buy and sell. If you've ever bought real estate, you know that you pay a broker. You know that you pay and somebody to come out and check on the property before you buy it. You know, they examine everything. They go through everything.
Sure, inspectors.
They inspect
you got
everything.
Yeah.
If you're buying a big property, you're doing the inspection. You're doing cash flow studies on the tenants. You're doing credit studies on the tenants. You're doing traffic studies on the areas. You're doing more studies than just what you do when you buy the house. There are expenses, and you're paying the broker. So there, if you had $1 million and you wanted to buy a $1 million property, assuming we don't want to do any debt or anything, you're not going to get that $1 million property, because if you do, then you've just gone to do it blind. You need some money to be able to run these studies, and you may have to look at 5 or 6 or 7 or more properties before you actually have an offer accepted. And so it does take money up front to do it. Now, one of the problems that we've seen in the past was people were buying these and they didn't realize, didn't see, didn't pay attention to, weren't told the fees inside. And so when they actually were valued, they valued at less than what they paid for them because of all the fees.
Uh-huh.
And people were shocked.
They were shocked. There's a rule that came out to sort of perhaps
April.
Alert people to that. All right, hang on. If you're on hold, we'll get to some of your calls. Ned, we'll get to you and others. 877-PLANNER. PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Bucket Strategy Investing, we are here till the top of the hour, and there's another hour still just ahead. Some stuff to talk about next hour, actually, that was brought up by a caller yesterday, and I had planned on talking about it anyway. And so we could get into this as well. Buying an annuity inside of an IRA. Yes. Is it a good or bad thing? Well, we used to hear things. You know, I've heard things. Is it good or bad? We talked a little bit about that yesterday. I'm gonna delve into that next hour a little bit more with Professor Plum. So stick around for that, assuming that we have time. Also, a lot more stuff to talk about on these real estate investment trusts. Kind of gone over the surface of them a little bit. Who should consider them? Who shouldn't consider them? And I got a couple more questions along those same lines and points to make. But let's take a call or two. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Let's slip over to Ned up next in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Ned.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, not bad. So I was listening to the show and hearing about you guys talking about REITs, and I'm really interested in doing it for my own long-term portfolio, and I was wondering what is the minimum investment that one would be looking to have to get involved?
Oh, yeah. Good question.
Well, the minimums depend on whether you were talking about the traded side of it, where you can buy online or buy through a broker, or the non-traded side.
Let's say non-traded, I would assume.
The traded side is pretty easy. You can just buy that with any, you know, with $1,000. Now, the reality is a individual REIT probably has a minimum of $5,000 investment. Some IRAs will be less, maybe $2,000. But I would say that unless you have a portfolio large enough, you really, with an individual REIT, kind of like buying an individual stock, you don't want to do it with just $2,000 or $5,000. You probably want to put a bigger minimum on an individual REIT. And so what you would look for to get started is a fund of non-traded REITs. There are some interval funds that are not immediately liquid. They're liquid on a quarterly basis rather than a monthly or daily basis. But they buy a lot of these illiquid. So you get the diversified portfolio, and it takes some of the pressure of you picking the good REIT, because unfortunately, not every REIT is created equal. There are some that are better than others, and Murphy's Law says you won't pick the best one. And so by having, it's kind of like the first investment somebody makes in the stock market, having a diversified portfolio, like a total market index or something like that, for the first investment they make into the stock market, having a diversified portfolio of REITs for the first investment they make into the real estate world makes a lot of sense. And you can get them for, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on a minimum.
individual REITs, I'd want to have a portfolio that was well over $100,000. And as an individual holding, you know, first off, I don't want my real estate necessarily being more than 20, 25% of my overall portfolio. And I don't want to have an individual REIT. I don't want to spend less than maybe $20, $25,000 on an individual REIT. And so that means my portfolio has got to be quite a bit larger. So for a lot of people, they're going to start with a fund of REITs, whether it be an interval fund or some other source. But
sure,
usually you can get down into the $5,000 range on those. But you still have to have, well, with the diversified portfolios, you don't have to have the suitability requirements. With the individual REITs, you still have to have suitability requirements as far as you have to have income of X amount of dollars, net worth of, you know, Y amount of dollars. There's a sliding scale.
Sure,
of course. The more assets you have, the less income you have to have. The less asset you have, the more income you have to have.
Now,
so there are suitability requirements.
Hey, Ned, thank you for the call. If you have some more questions, hold on. The point is, though, to put some money into these REITs, whether it's a fund or an individual, whatever it is. And number one, decrease, we hope, the volatility in the portfolio.
Overall portfolio.
Number one. And number two, you actually do get an income in most cases, do you not?
Well, yeah, a lot of times when we're doing different planning aspects, we are using the income from it because over the years it's shown to be fairly stable. I mean, very stable. And it's a fairly high amount of income. We've seen 6% being probably the average that's out there. So where else can you get 6% with potentially some inflation hedge to it? Because if interest rates go up and if we get inflation, typically, no guarantees, but typically real estate rents go up and so they can pass the rents on to you. It is something that we've been using, especially since the interest rates went down. Back in the old days when we would deal with things where we could get 5%, 6% on money market accounts,
yeah,
we would use the real estate investment trust primarily as a diversification tool of our long-term growth bucket. After interest rates first took a dive in 2003 and then again recently in the last couple of years, we've been using the income to support our income needs for a retiree,
like almost like a bucket one in some instances.
It's just another form of direct income.
Yeah.
Because the underlying asset doesn't have a lot of volatility to it, so reinvesting it into the underlying asset doesn't give me a lot of bang for my volatility buck. Unlike the dividend that comes off of a stock portfolio, we like to reinvest those dividends on a stock portfolio because of the volatility. And if interest rates were to go back up, we may start doing that again with the real estate distribution. But when there's no volatility or very little volatility in the pricing of a non-traded REIT, it doesn't give you a lot of advantage going back into it. So we're using it for income.
Now, where do I keep hearing about this 7%? That seems to be a number that's floated around all the time, especially in some of these advertised REITs that are driving me crazy.
Well, there are real estate investment trusts that do pay out 7%, even more. Now, you do have to look at, where is that money coming from? And is it being covered by rents, basically? Is it being covered, what they call, from funds from operation, FFO? So is it being covered from that, or where is the income coming from? In the very early stages of a non-traded REIT, it's unlikely that they're covering the entire dividend. It's kind of like the chicken and the egg, which came first. The real estate investment trust has to offer a dividend to attract money, but they have to have money in it to buy the real estate to create the dividend. So how do they go about doing it both mm-hmm. ways? So in the early stages of many times, especially let me say you get, you know, $400 million in there and you've got a couple big buildings and then you're raising money for the next big building. The next big building's $200 or $300 million or so. So you've got this big chunk of money sitting in cash. Well, it's not earning 6-7%, it's earning 1%. And so you've got some of the portfolio earning this, and so it's hard for real early on in the REITs for them to cover. But that doesn't mean they're not good. They just, you have to look at what they've got in the pipeline, look at what they're looking to close on.
It takes time to get it going, which is another reason why this is more of a long-term hold.
And you potentially get in on a little bit better pricing in early days. But so it's just a matter of the income is there. Now, 7%, there are some paying that. I mentioned 6%. I always discount the return that's being paid just in my planning, because if I say 6 and if I'm getting 7 but I count on 6, even if they reduce it, I'm still okay and I'm not upset.
And if you get 7, that's so much the better.
But if I'm planning on 7, I need 7 and they reduce to 6, now I'm mad. So yeah, there are some that pay even more depending upon what the underlying investments are.
But then of course you're going out on the risk curve a little bit more.
You have to figure out why they're paying more.
Yeah.
They really finding something that's out of favor right now where the rents are very high mm-hmm. because the cash flow can be passed through, or what's going on?
Okay, good. We got to end the hour here. There are a couple more things on this. We had a question on the valuation of them. We're going to have to talk about that when we come back. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust advisors across the country about REITs, anything else you have, 800-644-1150. Our number, 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.